we will head to camp this weekend, off to California. And, you know, there's a couple of things I'm wondering about. I'm wondering if they'll offer up Micah, or if Micah, I mean, he's talking, but I don't know if he wants to do local stuff and just talk about this crap.
Well, and do the Cowboys want to serve him up to talk trash about the way they're doing their business?
Right. That's a really interesting point of camp. Matter of fact, it's got to be the most interesting point that we'll be talking about. I don't know if Jerry will be offered up, or if Jerry will be offered up on a silver platter because of this Netflix show that's coming out.
Yeah, that's...
because it's his. It's not like this is some sort of nefarious documentary.
Yeah, it's fully authorized.
Right.
Yeah, so that is a conundrum for Jerry, is he doesn't like to talk when there is the dark cloud of contract negotiations hanging over him. Because last year, he avoided us like the plague because he didn't want to talk about Dak and CD.
Yeah.
So he probably wants to avoid talking about Micah, but he certainly wants to promote the hell out of that Netflix show.
Ask him about Van Halen again.
No, we need to come up with something else for this year.
Yeah. I don't know what it is. You know, we had to ask the question if, like, do you think Jerry's ever had a Chipotle burrito?
That's a good one. Yeah, because 2 years ago, this will be my third camp. 2 years ago, the question that I ascertained the answer to was, has he ever had a Blizzard at Dairy Queen? And he had.
Yeah.
And then last year it was, can he name a Van Halen song? And he was set up by his PR.
Yeah.
And he claimed that his favorite song was Panama.
Right. I think he pronounced it Panama. But yeah. He had no idea who Van Halen was. It was Bob that thought 100% he would know.
Yeah.
Because
he was doing the math of how old Jerry was in 1984, and surely he listened to that album in his car.
He was 40, basically,
yeah,
back then. And no, he wasn't listening to Van Halen. Or, I mean, you might... I don't know if he could name like a Rolling Stones song.
Yeah, probably not.
But look forward to it either way. See what the old fart has to say to us.
Have they announced when Nobu is?
No, they typically won't. It won't be the first week. We're not going.
Yeah, we got shut out last year because they scheduled it after we came home, and it appears that that's
like
going to happen
third
again.
Third week last year.
Yeah.
So no, it never, or rarely, that I remember is it the first week. So I'm flying in tomorrow, and I look forward to an extensive session with Work in Progress on Sunday morning, all cowboy based.
Oh, you are going to be a special correspondent on Sunday morning?
I am. I'm going to kill it on their show.
You're such a team player.
I really am. But when we were there a year ago for Cowboys Chargers, or I guess it'll be 2 years this fall.
Mm-hmm.
And we've done the Cowboy road trip the past couple of years. This year, it looks like it's going to be the Raiders.
Yep.
Which is it a Sunday night or Monday night?
It's game? A Monday night.
A Monday night game. We're going to have a big trip and go out to Circa Sports.
Circa Sports is in the Fremont district, not on the strip.
Yeah, it's downtown. It's awesome. So we're going to do that and have a big weekend out there in Vegas and see Dave's Raiders play. So, but when we were out there in in Southern California a couple of years ago to see the Chargers play, the LA Chargers.
The former San Diego Chargers.
You guys got to meet one of my best friends on the planet, Jeff Hughes.
Love Jeff.
Jeff's awesome. Jeff.
He is low key hilarious and just a super sweet dude.
Yeah, he is. And he lived in London forever.
Yeah, he used to work for Fox Sports, right?
He worked for Sky, worked for Fox Sports, everything, and moved over here and when his kids were little, his kids are now young adults. One's in college and one lives here. She's out of college. But Jeff, basically now is kind of retired.
You know, so many dudes that are so rich, they're just like, yeah, I guess I'm retired now.
Well, I don't know many guys like that. Nah, hardly any. But he and I, we went to college together, and you know, we see each other 4 or 5 times a year. He comes in town. We'll go on trips and all that. So Jeff, because he's been kind of bored the last couple of years, he thought to himself,
he needs a project.
He thought, well, let's pick something up. And
golf, pickleball.
Yeah.
Knitting.
Any of that. He decided,
painting.
I want to learn how to fly. And so over the course of the last 3 years, he has taken up flying.
Like hang gliding?
No. Flying a plane. And finally last year, he got his official pilot's license.
How many hours does that take? Do you know?
A lot. Well, you know, you fly with an instructor for mm-hmm. forever. And then finally, after you accrue a certain amount of hours, you know, you land the plane with your instructor. And after that, I guess that's the final barrier you have to cross. Again, I could be wrong, but
when you don't crash on landing,
this is how I remember it. And then he was allowed to fly by himself. And so he has been recently. Not a ton, but enough.
Yeah, and he lives, you've heard him referred to on the station as Manhattan Beach Jeff.
Yeah.
Because he lives in Manhattan Beach. And when we were staying there for the Chargers game, we were just down the boardwalk or the mm-hmm. strand a piece from where Jeff lived.
Right, yeah, and he would walk down and see us and all that. And so, so he said, when are you coming in for camp? I said, Saturday. And he's like, okay, well, let's hook up. I'm like, all right, well, I'll drive down there when I land. I try to see him every time, you know, we're down there for camp. He came up last year, for a night. So, and he was like, well, why don't I just fly up there to Santa Barbara?
Yeah. Cause we avoid LAX and we fly into Santa Barbara and drive into Oxnard Ventura from the north.
Yeah. And he's like, why don't we just fly there? Or why don't I fly up there from LA, where his plane is, and then I'll pick you up, and then we'll come back down.
Okay.
And
how long is the flight from LA to Santa Barbara?
40 minutes or so.
Okay.
45 minutes?
I'm sure it's a beautiful flight. It's just you're following the PCH.
Yeah.
You're just going right down the coast. But there is no way in hell I would not only get in a plane with one of my friends, but one of my friends who just got his pilot's license.
Cause he said, he goes, and I was like, yeah, let's just do it. I'm in. And then like yesterday morning, he sent me a note. See if I can find it, because he kind of echoed what you are saying. He says, all right. He says, right now the weather looks like it'll be okay. I can fly up and land around 10:30 at Santa Barbara. No idea where I'm supposed to park or any of that. He's like, and then you can ride down with me. It's a 35 or 45 minute flight. He says, I forgot to say, though, if you aren't comfortable flying in a small plane with a relatively new pilot, I won't be upset. We can figure something else out.
I mean, it's an incredible opportunity. Have you seen pictures of his plane? I know the last time I talked to him, he was shopping for a plane.
Yeah.
And he hadn't bought one yet. And I guess he was looking at used. Is this a single engine plane or?
Yeah.
Single engine prop?
I think so, yeah. So, would you guys do it?
Lando?
I have before.
I'm down.
You, if one of your best friends got his pilot's license and has been flying for a year, would you have no trouble getting in the plane with him and just going?
I had a friend in New York when I was living in Syracuse that owned a 1972 Cessna, like a single engine plane. It's like the size of the ticker room.
Yeah.
And yeah, he took me up there. He let me fly it a little bit.
Really?
We had one bad thing almost happen. So it's a pretty wooded area where the airport is, I guess. And we're coming in for a landing and like a family of deer run across the runway as we're landing. We had to pull up real quick.
Really?
Yeah, it was
terrifying. Because that would have destroyed the plane.
Yeah, absolutely.
Kobe was on with a professional helicopter pilot and they crash. You think I'm going to trust somebody who just learned how to fly?
There was a lot of factors that
I don't care.
Yeah.
Hell,
and it's a helicopter too. This is a plane that goes high in the air above.
I don't care. It's not happening. That's just too much.
I would be cool with it. Once you're up in the air, what are you going to do?
Yeah. I mean, weather I think is the most important factor. And if it's a clear day, I guess that removes one of the variables that would make me incredibly nervous. But the fact that it's a single engine plane, so much could go wrong that's out of his control.
Yeah. I know.
is it going to tell you that your seat cushion is a flotation device?
I don't know what he's going to tell me. But you know what's funny is that when we were in school together, there was no doubt who was going to be the guy that would either learn how to fly or get a plane or any of that. He didn't come from a lot of money or anything like that. He worked his ass off and he's really, really smart. Like very, very smart.
Yeah.
So this was,
he's definitely slumming it when he's hanging around with us.
Oh yeah. 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 But he loves it. And so I trust him more than almost any of my other friends because we all knew this day would come at some point. And so I'm kind of like, well, this is just what he does. He flies people around.
So have you talked to him about this to the point when you're deciding, what's his home airport? Do you know?
LAX, because Hermosa and Manhattan Beach are right there by LAX.
Okay. Yeah. So that's where he keeps his plane.
Yeah.
God, I wonder how much that costs to keep your plane at LAX.
I don't know.
So, but
I think he parks it on a meter every day.
just taxis down to Manhattan Beach.
Yeah.
So when you fly, I guess you have to submit a flight plan and you have to be on the list to land at Santa Barbara.
Yeah. Yes, he does. You can't just willy-nilly fly up there.
Hey, Tower, you got a runway free?
I'm picking up my friend Corby.
I think he just landed and you just let him walk across the tarmac.
Well, that's the other thing is this Santa Barbara Airport is really, really small. So if you're thinking like DFW or Love Field,
it's like six gates.
The polar opposite of that. It is so tiny. But at the same time, you know, we get off our plane and walk through the terminal. And then where am I going? I'm like, dude, how do I find your plane? It just seems weird. All of it seems really weird.
Yeah. But I wish you luck.
I don't like the way you said that. Luck. I don't feel I need luck. It's not like there's a coin flip of death here.
No.
It's not like I'm... Call it.
Have you checked the weather?
He says it's fine.
If it's your time, it's your time, right? Like,
see, Creighton, I like that.
Thank you.
If it's time to go, it's time to go.
All right, so
I could go when I'm driving down the PCH down there. I could fly off into the ocean.
It's true.
So
I can't wait for Hardline 6.0 with Davey and Bob.
Yeah, maybe that era will start on Monday.
Well, get ready. Start doing your homework.
God, I don't want that. I want you to live.
I want to live forever.
I need you.